This is Shelby Hansen, and you're listening to episode 103. Do you owe your body an apology? Welcome to the Get Your Energy Back podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Hansen. As a life coach, invisible illness warrior, and kidney transplant recipient, I've navigated the waters of chronic fatigue for nearly a decade and can help you feel more energized and alive than ever before. In this podcast, we dive deep into topics that can help you boost your energy levels and live a more vibrant life. Whether you're looking to overcome limiting beliefs, improve your relationships, gain a better understanding of what is affecting your energy levels, or simply find more joy and fulfillment in your life, the Get Your Energy Back podcast is the perfect place to start. So sit back, relax, and join me on this journey towards a more energized, balanced, and vibrant life. Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for coming to the podcast today. I am so excited to be sharing this information with you. It's been on my heart for a while, and it's something that comes up a lot in coaching. So the topic of this podcast is to see if you might owe your body an apology. So I was thinking about this morning. I was out playing pickleball. You guys know that I love pickleball. And as I was playing it, there were a few times when I was feeling some tweaks in my body, some pain in my shoulder, in my hip, in my ankle. And I realized that I have completely transformed the way that I talk to my body when I experience discomfort. And I want that for you too. I want you to see that there is a different way to relate to the sensations in your body. And part of what has helped me be able to make that transformation and to make it so tangible and so sustainable is that I started apologizing to my body. Now, you might be like, why do you need to say sorry to your body? Well, there's three things, and there's tons of them, but these are the three main things that I see every day that people do to their bodies. So the first one that I see is that I see you pushing past your comfort zone for the benefit of others. In fact, this is the crux of people pleasing. I'm going to be doing another workshop on people pleasing. So if you missed the one last month, you can sign up for it today. It's on March 19th. But did you realize that sacrificing your comfort for somebody else is a form of people pleasing if it is based in fear? Okay. So how do we do this? Like how would this show up? Have you ever stayed at an event longer than you wanted to because you were with other people that wanted to stay longer? Something as simple as that. Have you ever pushed yourself? Like even in pickleball, I play with ladies that are amazing and are like 20-ish years older than me. And there's some balls that they're like, nope, not willing to go dive and like potentially fall to go get that ball because they know their bodies. They know what they need to feel good in their bodies. And so they're not over there being like, I got to take one for the team. I got to sacrifice that like I get this one point so that we win. They know, and I think this is because of age and wisdom, they know that it's not worth it to potentially hurt yourself in order to help out the team, in order to help out so that you are going to, you know, maybe potentially win. So if you find yourself doing this, think about it. Is there any place in your life where you're pushing past what you're comfortable with at your own expense for other people? Like maybe you're just want to, like I said, if you're at a family event and you told your spouse, hey, I am happy to go for an hour. That's all I want to go. I need to prioritize rest. And there's some other things that I need to do that I want to get home and do. And then the spouse is like, oh, I'm doing great. I'm having a good time. Let's keep going. And you just ignore your own desires and needs and what you've communicated. That could be a way. So is there another area that this happens in your life? Because think about it. If this was happening with somebody else where you were asking someone else consistently, hey, I just want to make sure that you know that what you want doesn't matter. So we're going to pay attention to everybody else, but not you. Your relationship probably wouldn't be very good with that person, now would it? Same thing for your body. You have a relationship with your body, and doing this is degrading your relationship with her. She's listening. She hears you telling you what you want isn't important. What you want doesn't matter. So that might be something that we need to apologize for. Number two, ignoring your body. How often do you do this? Especially if uncomfortable sensations come up, you just try to push them away, try to ignore it. Just think, if I don't think about it, then maybe it'll go away and I don't have to worry about it. This really shows up, it like telling yourself to just suck it up and it's not that bad. Other people have it worse than you. You don't have it that bad, so you don't have any reason to complain. Think about, again, if you were telling this to like a small child or like an animal that was hurt. You're like, sorry, your paw hurts. Like, other dogs have their paws that hurt more than yours do, so just keep going on the walk. No, you want to take care of that poor dog. You want to take care of that poor child, whatever it is. And again, it's a rupture in the relationship if you are ignoring yourself. Sensations come up in our bodies emotionally and physically to communicate to you. Your body cannot communicate through words. So she will communicate through symptoms, through fatigue, nausea, pain, dizziness. All of these just vague things are actually messages to you to say, hey, something's out of alignment. And when you ignore that, that's a form of resistance. It actually increases the symptoms and makes them bigger and bigger. Okay. The third thing that I see people doing that could warrant a really good apology to your body is only offering your body conditional love. Telling your body, looking at yourself, like just looking at yourself in the mirror, especially if you are wanting to lose some weight or if you think that you're underweight, it doesn't matter where, whatever spectrum you're on, and telling yourself, you know, you look better when you lose weight. I'm going to really enjoy my life again when you feel good again, when you're not in fatigue, when you're not having all of these symptoms come up, that will be better than what is right now. Instead of showing unconditional love and changing the response to the sensations, which is what we're going to talk about. But first, can you see how these three things could be something that could warrant an apology? So I'm going to give you an example. I haven't shared this one very much, but when I had my transplant about 5.5 years ago, they kept having to stick my arm with needles over and over again. And I had so many IVs, so many blown IVs, just so much trauma on my arm. And in that moment, I was really in life or death because my transplant wasn't working and my native kidneys were getting shut down because of the medications I was taking. So I was in an utter state of panic. I didn't really have time to worry about my arm because I was fighting for my life at that moment. And our bodies will hold on to things that we haven't processed through. And a lot of that will come through chronic pain or other chronic symptoms. So imagine my surprise a few months ago, probably about 6-ish months ago, when I was playing sports. And I started to have such severe pain in my right arm, like right between my elbow and my wrist. And I went into the doctor and they were like, oh, it's probably tennis elbow. And I looked up all of the symptoms and where the tennis elbow, like where it hurt, it wasn't where it hurt on my arm. And so I gave myself plenty of rest. I stopped playing pickleball for weeks. I was so sad because I finally felt like, oh, I like this. And now my body is hurting again. I won't be able to play that. And after giving my body a lot of rest, doing all the things that I knew how to do to conventionally help my arm, I was on a coaching call with my coach, who coaches also on mind-body syndrome. And as we were doing some somatic tracking, so really paying attention to the sensations, really describing them, really understanding it from a lens of compassion, it wasn't until that moment that I realized that exactly where hurt on my arm was where I had had an IV and where I had had a really painful IV vein blown on the outside of my arm that had taken weeks to heal. So my body in the moment when I was going through all of those crazy times wasn't able to process what had happened to my arm. And I was so mad at my arm for hurting and preventing me from being able to do what I wanted to do. When I went into my body, did those embodiment practices, the pain just vanished. I was so shocked because all that was left was absolute love, because I started apologizing profusely to my arm. It's like, I am so sorry that I was so mean to you. And I told you that you weren't good enough. And why aren't you healing? And what's wrong with you? That kept me in an escalated nervous system state. And it made it so that I wasn't able to access homeostasis, that rest and repair state. So how do we do this to different parts of our bodies? Because there's probably some part of your body where you've been maybe holding some resentment. Maybe it's that you can't run right now, or that you have like a lot of this chronic fatigue where at the end of the day, you're spent and you can't really do a lot and you want to be there for your family more than you're able to. Whatever it is, that part of you is waiting for you to shower her with unconditional love. Because this is what I did when my ankle started to have a little bit of sensations, uncomfortable sensations today when I was exercising. I was like, oh, that's right. This is the ankle that I rolled. I think I turned 21. So however many years ago that is. I'm 40 now, so you guys do the math. So almost 20 years ago. Rolled it while I was going on a hike to have a supai, if anybody is familiar with that. We were backpacking. I rolled my ankle. It swelled up to the size of a golf ball. I had ACE bandage and I wrapped that sucker as tight as I could. And then I proceeded to hike because I knew this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me. Hiked over 20 miles in 24 hours on a really busted-up sprained ankle. And when I am in escalated nervous system states, when I'm in that fight or flight, and I'm feeling like people-pleasy, like, oh, am I doing this okay? Am I all right? Are other people going to judge me? When I get into that energy, I will notice that I feel sensations in my ankle. So when that happened today, I turned to my ankle and said, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for expecting so much out of you. Thank you. And tapped into gratitude. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you for allowing me to do what I want to do and what I love to do with my body. And if you need me to sit out and to stop right now, I totally will. And again, and it doesn't happen every single time, but again, it brought me back to the homeostasis. Those alert systems weren't going off that there was something wrong with me. And then I felt better in my body, okay? So NPR has an incredible article on how to make a proper apology. So I thought I would, I'll link that article in the show notes, but I thought that I would just share with you how you can apologize to the parts of your body or your entire body for whatever you need, especially if you're withholding love for any reason, especially if it's for weight, like physical weight on your body. Let's let her know how loved she is by apologizing and repairing the relationship that has had a disruption, okay? So the first thing to do is to say sorry. Like, don't say anything else. Just say, I'm so sorry, and mean it. Number two is to be specific about what you're sorry for. What are you telling your body that she's not enough for? Like, you're not letting me do this, so you're not enough. Whatever it is, like, be specific. So for me, I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, Arm. I was so mean to you when I thought that you were trying to keep me from playing. Oh, ankle, I am so sorry for pushing you past what you're capable of in this moment. So number three is to take ownership. It's totally on me. You didn't do anything wrong, body. You make sense. Everything that you do makes sense. And it's my job, the conscious part of me, it's my job to bring us back into alignment. So I'm taking ownership. Number four, don't make any excuses. Don't excuse yourself for why you've talked to yourself that way before. It's just like, yep, I did it. This is what I did. And I take full ownership for that. Number five, say why it won't happen again. My body now knows that if there's some symptoms that come up, some chronic pain, some aches, some fatigue, some nausea, my body knows that I've told her enough times that I'm not going to shame her. So number five, saying why it won't happen again. Like, I choose to not treat you that way anymore. That's why it's not going to happen again. I've made an internal boundary with myself that I will not say those things to you. Internal boundaries and external boundaries is one of the first modules in my program for healing your chronic fatigue in the Living Your Vibrant Life program. So we talk about what are the things that you have boundaries for other people and what are the things you have boundaries for yourself. One of my internal boundaries is I don't talk bad about myself because of the way that I'm feeling. So she knows that. And then six is to make reparations if possible, or to just make sure that you're repeating that pattern. We live our lives in patterns. So we can start a new pattern by learning how to apologize properly to your body. Because guess what? She's probably been waiting for you to notice her, waiting for you to see how amazing she is, all of the incredible things that she allows you to do with and through your body, the life that you experience because you have a body. I've said it before and I'll say it again. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. It's so incredible that we're able to have this human experience given whatever body we have. So if you are feeling a lot of symptoms, if you're feeling down, terrible in your body, anxious, depressed, any of these things, this could be a sign to you that there's some part of your body that is misaligned. There's some part of your relationship with your body that's misaligned, and that you could really benefit from taking ownership and showing remorse to repair the relationship. It's okay that relationships get disrupted. What always matters is how you repair it. This will start an entirely new shift for you, a new programming, a new pattern. And it's the healing pattern. This is how we heal. After doing the apology, then anchor it in with gratitude. Gratitude is one of the highest levels of vibrational expansion in our bodies. Expand your capacity to feel good for longer periods of time once you have repaired that relationship. And if this is something that you're like, okay, I can see where she's going. I can see like how it could help, but I'm still like, how do I do this? What body part would I need to do this with? Like, what am I doing that's separating me from myself? That's what coaching is for. It's really hard. I love the analogy of when you're looking at a jar. If you're inside the jar, you can't read the label. You can only read the label from the outside. And a coach can help you in order to read that label and to start to see, okay, what is my patterning? What is my current patterning? How do I get awareness and a lot of self-compassion for that current way that I'm doing it? And then also shift and make a decision for a new pattern that's going to put me into the emotional state of abundance that I want in this area of my life. Because when you are in that abundant state, that is where these symptoms disappear. It's where you start to be in alignment and to really feel energized in your body. I know I've talked a lot about our pain today, but you can use this the same way for your energy. Like, how have you shamed yourself for not having energy, for not showing up for people the way that you want to? Maybe that's the disruption that needs to be repaired. And I'm going to be doing on March 19th, a a class on people pleasing. I was already talking about that a little bit. There will be a sign up in the show notes. So if you are interested in finding out, do I people please? Because most of you think that you're not people pleasers. But then when I start to talk about different ways that we people please, you're like, oh, wait, that is me. It's contributing to how you feel in your body. It's contributing to why you experience chronic fatigue. And healing that pattern of people pleasing is just one area where you can get so much traction and really start to feel more energized in your body. So join me for the class. I'm so excited to offer it to you. Like I said, it's going to be March 19th, and you can look for the details in the show notes. All right, everybody, have an incredible week. I'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you're looking for a life coach to work with, what are you waiting for? Let's get coaching together today. I hope you have a wonderful week as you take your power back on creating more vitality, energy, and vibrancy in your life today.